Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Get positive parenting tips sent to your mobile device. Text 74574 to CTF, the number 4, kids.
A Senate committee will consider a bill to end the death penalty today. Alisa Nelson reports.
Imperial Senator Paul Wieland has sponsored a bill for the past 6 years that would repeal the death penalty in Missouri. Today is the first time a Senate committee will consider his bill.
And I think it's fiscally responsible. I think that as far as from a moral standpoint, there again, I'm a pro-life person. I don't think that the state should be taking someone's life, especially because we're in a civilized society. If we were in the old West and that guy was going to get out and kill more people, then yeah, I see the need to protect society.
Under his proposal, those sentenced to death would instead be given life without parole. 6 Republicans and 1 Democrat are co-sponsoring this year's House bill. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A bill to let domestic violence victims keep their cell phone numbers so they can move on will be heard by a Senate committee today. Mike Lear files this report.
The bill would let cell phone providers transfer rights and billing responsibility for a cell phone to a person when that person has an order of protection against the account holder. Colleen Coble with the Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence says that can make a big difference when trying to rebuild a life.
It's pretty essential to have that consistency. And it's just a contract provision that can be changed quite easily in state law.
The change could make it more difficult for some abusers to attempt to control victims by keeping or threatening to keep a cell phone. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
University of Missouri curator David Steelman says the professor caught on video calling for muscle to remove a photographer from campus protests last fall should be fired. More than 100 state lawmakers have called for the resignation of Melissa Click.
I am a lawyer. There's no question that the threat of physical force, which is what she did, is an assault.
Governor Nixon says he's not going to micromanage the university on personnel issues. You're listening to news on Missouri Net. Winter weather is heading into Missouri for this afternoon and tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist Chris Bowman says higher snow totals will be in the north, and the midsection of the state will have some accumulations as well.
Out towards the Kansas City area, probably going to see 1 to 3 inches, and then heading out along I-70, travel could be fairly difficult for the evening commuters out there. And heading into St. Louis, looks like a pretty solid 2 to 3 inches for the St. Louis area.
Bowman is reminding drivers to be patient and to allow extra time for travel this afternoon into tonight. A woman found dead last week in southeastern Missouri had been missing since November. The Reynolds County Sheriff's Department says the death of 63-year-old Sharon Nelson is being investigated as a homicide. The cause of death has not been made available, but investigators do have a person of interest identified. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.